Lots of people regard Frank Sinatra as the greatest pop singer of all time. But could he also have been an opera singer? Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz wonders and raises the issue in his review of an early Sinatra movie now on DVD.
A bunch of Frank Sinatra movies have just been released for the first time on DVD. They prove once again what an amazing singer he was. My special favorite is It Happened in Brooklyn, a musical comedy from 1947 in which Sinatra stars with comedian Jimmy Durante and leading MGM operatic soprano Pretty Katherine Grayson. There's a delightful number in which Jimmy Durante is trying to help Sinatra get a job demonstrating pop songs in a music store. His advice is that the song's gotta come from the heart. Sinatra catches on very quickly.
Okay, Nick, stand back. It doesn't have to be witty or smart.
Smile.
As long as it comes from the heart.
Keep going.
It doesn't have to be classic or art.
Great.
Long as it comes from the heart.
Push.
I'll give them that. I'll give them this. I'll strut away.
Boy, you can't miss.
Just put a star on my chart.
They won't need this anymore.
Cause the song's gonna come from the heart.
Don't wait cheap.
On opening nights, your name in lights.
Why, we won't stop till you reach the top.
We'll order our meals a la carte.
That's expensive.
If the song comes from the heart, we'll be tremendous.
If the song comes from the heart, they'll holler bravo.
If the song comes from the heart. Heart.
Of course, Frank Sinatra already knows how to sing in the most meltingly heartfelt way. The score is mostly by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein, and it includes one of Sinatra's loveliest early hits, Time After Time.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loved. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show you've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so
another number that's particularly dear to my heart is not by Kahn and Stein, but by Mozart and his best librettist, Lorenzo da Ponte. It's the famous comic duet from Don Giovanni, La ci darem la mano. Don Giovanni is attempting to seduce the peasant girl Zerlina on the day of her wedding to the hapless Mazzetto. There, Don Giovanni sings, pointing to his palace, we'll hold hands. There's where you'll tell me yes, and I'll change your fortune. Zerlina is reluctant and cautious. She feels sorry for Mazzetto, but even she can't resist the Don's promises. In It Happened in Brooklyn, this number takes place in an Italian restaurant. Grayson is a budding opera singer, and Sinatra is trying to get her to sing for him. but she can't sing a duet alone, and so he joins her.
La ci da dem la mano, la mi dirai di sì. Vedi non è lontano, partiamo ben mio da qui.
Vorrei e non vorrei, mi trema un poco il cuore. Felice versa.
Cangerò tua sorte.
Presto non son più forte, non son più forte, non son più forte.
Vieni, vieni. La ci darem la.
Too often when pop stars cross over into classical music, their attempts to be refined makes them stiff, and they lose all the liveliness they have when they sing their own kind of music. But Sinatra is as comfortable with Mozart as with Julie Stein. His voice is so rich and warm, he doesn't need to make it operatic. And he sings with such spontaneity and seductive intent, the way he sings pop music, he actually gets Grayson to loosen up and give one of her most delightful and teasing performances. Of course, his voice wasn't big enough to carry without amplification in a large opera house, and opera singers are never encouraged to croon. But I wish more opera singers had Sinatra's uncanny phrasing, musical flexibility, and emotional directness. And I wish he sang more opera.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches English at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. He reviewed Frank Sinatra's performance in It Happened in Brooklyn, which has been released on DVD.